Okay, so the truth of the matter is that we went, yesterday we were zoicha to be able to go over parakhes and tes in general of the sefer, and we described how Reb Chaim Volozhiner explained and brought out his whole concept of hashgacha pratis through the mashal of the kruvim on the aron, that when we are facing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu faces us. But when we turn our backs to Hashem, which is the kruv that represents the Jewish people, then all of a sudden the other kruv, which represents Hashem, also turns its back on us. And when we face side by side, so too the kruvim face face a little bit sideways. Now, what you see from that is, by the way, I saw someone point out that when we say this whole concept that we really control what goes on in the world, right? We are really in control. It's not so much that we force our agenda on the world, but it's the natural way that when it's panim al panim, when we face HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're fully dedicated, then Hashem is fully dedicated to us. And when we're not, then we're not. That's really, Hashem is not either. That's really what he's saying. But I just wanted to go over a little bit more in depth the concept that Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings out from the Gemara in Brachas. Okay, it's a well-known concept, but the way he brings it out through the Gemara is very nice. So I just want to, you know, go a little more in depth in terms of the Gemara that he brings out. So he brings a Gemara in Brachas, and the Gemara says the following. It says, Tanu Rabbanon, the Rabbanon learned, V'asafta deganecha. The Pasuk says, you're allowed to go work, gather your grain. You're allowed to be involved in parnasa. So frek the Gemara, why is that so? Isn't there another conflicting pasuk? The conflicting pasuk says, "Lo yom shasevra Torah zemipicha." How could the Torah say, "Go work and gather your grain from the field"? Isn't there a conflicting pasuk that says you should learn all day and night? That's the Gemara's question. So it's a conflicting pasuk. Are you supposed to learn all day and night, or are you supposed to go work? Conflicting pasuk, says the Gemara. Is a machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, v'asafta deganecha, this that the pasuk says, we're laying in Kriyat Shema, says, you should go gather your grain. Hanig ben min in derech eretz. While you're learning, you should also be involved in derech eretz. You should go be involved in your parnasa. But Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai oimer, efshar. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, how could that be? Efshar adam chayrish b'shas charisha. You think someone's going to plow when it's time to plow? And zireya b'shas zireya. And then he's going to plant when it's time to plant. And when he kites b'shas ktsira, Torah mati ala. So what's going to be with the Torah? So rather, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, really, ideally, you should learn all day. So what's the pasuk v'asafta deganecha? So what's, why does the Torah say you will gather your grain? Ela bizman shisol oisin ritzoinoi shel mokoim. That when we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, melachtam nases ideachem, you won't have to gather your grain. Someone else will gather the grain for you. When you're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, then your malacha will be done by other people. That's how Rabbi Shmuel says. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner asks a very simple question. He says, well, you're telling me that this pasuk is referring to someone that's not oisin ritzoinu shel makom. We're not doing the Ratzon Hashem. And that's why we have to bother gathering our own grain. That's not true. The pasuk, how does that pasuk start? V'hayayim shamoa tishma'u el mitzvosai. We say it in Shema every day. So it's referring to when we are listening to the mitzvos. So what are we talking about? Right? Why is that called not being oster ratzono shamokom? Why is that called that we're not doing the Ratzon Hashem? Now, there's another gevaldik diuk that you have in the Gemara. He says like this. He says, Avala Indian is like this. Vaday in das Rabbi Yishmael, that any individual person that we spoke out yesterday, that even Rabbi Yishmael holds that you should be learning, you know, while you're working. Now, this is a famous question. So do you learn all day and expect your money to come from Acherim like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, or do you work and learn a little bit on the side or whatever like Rabbi Yishmael? So says the Gemara. The Gemara tells us the answers. This is a unique Gemara. Usually the Gemara doesn't tell us what the answer is. Here the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, Amr Sham, Harbe Asu Kirby Shmuel. Many people did like Rabbi Shmuel, but also the other, and it worked. It worked to do like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's system works. Okay, you work, you learn, you're hopefully involved in learning even while you're working, it works. The Harbe also Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Many people tried to do like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, but they also be on them, and it didn't work. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's system doesn't work for most people. So it seems like the Gemara is saying that the ideal practice is like Rabbi Shmuel, to be engaged in this world and learn as much as you can, but not to give up on this world like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. That's what it sounds like. So says the Nefesh HaChaim, and by the way, this piece of Nefesh HaChaim is actually quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes this thing, the Bir Halacha, quotes this that Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says. He says the Peshim Devil Nagoyin, so this concept, and he says like this. Look at the Gemara. It says, Harbei Asu. Many people did, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and it didn't work. Hainu, says Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, Hainu Rabim Davka. That's a lot of people. Kivadai, it's true. Shelechlal hamoin, for the masses, kimat bilti afshari. It's impossible. She asmidu kol yameim rak beisai katar, that they'll be involved in Torah and so engaged in learning like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Right? Shelo lefanois afshar mu'etes, to not even turn, even for a small moment, l'shem eitzik parnasa mezonis klal. It's impossible for most people. But each individual, that he has the ability to be Isaac in Torah, to learn all day. He is obligated to lift himself up and be like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So this is amazing. Chiddush of Chaim Volozhiner. You see what he just did? He took a Gemara. And he says, the Gemara says, do like Rabbi Shmuel. It says. He says, no. Read the Gemara carefully. It doesn't say that. The Gemara says, harbe asu, for the masses, for the rabbin, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's system doesn't work for the masses. But for the yachid, for the individual, go for it. If you're that, if you're a Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai person, go for it. Okay? Now, he even says it's such a great diuk in the pasuk. He says, there's a very significant difference. I don't know if most people ever noticed this. So Chaim Volozhiner says that there's a very, very big difference between the first parasha of Kriyat Shema, this is in the Haggah, and the second parasha of Kriyat Shema. This is in the note over here. He says this point that I'm saying now. He says like this. He says, we say, what language is that? Lashon Yachid or Lashon Rabim? Is that talking in an individual or is that the tense? Is that Lashon Rabim or Lashon Yachid? That says ahavta yachid, individual, right? Es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha. So you should love Hashem with all your heart, your soul, and all your resources. Loshen yachid. But what about the second parasha of Shema? It says v'haya im shemoa tishmeu el mitzvosai asher anochi mitzaveh eschem the rabbim la'avo es Hashem Elokechem. All of those, referring to everybody. Okay, so he asks a very important question. He says, how come in the first parsha it says, you should love Hashem with all your money? In the second parsha, it does not say it. It just says, it doesn't say, anyone ever notice that? We say it every day for the last how many years, twice a day? It's a very obvious question. Why doesn't it say in the second parsha? So, I'll be mocked in the answer that he says with the vort from the Vilna Gaon. Okay? The Vilna Gaon says, the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara asks, why does it have to tell me that you should give up your life to serve Hashem with all your heart, all your life, and even your money? So the Gemara says, if you're giving up your, obviously, right? So the Gemara says, obviously, if you have to give up your money, your life, you have to give up your money, right? So the Gemara says, no, it's not so obvious. Because there are those people that love their money more than their life. So for the person that loves his money more than his life, it says, b'chol me'odchem, even for you. So what's the question on that? So the Gaon says, I get it. If you ask a person, what do you love more, your money or your life? Okay, maybe he loves his money more. But it wouldn't make sense that to give up your money, to give up your life over your money, because if you lose your life, you lose your money too. Right? So there's no point in saying, so what is the pasuk referring to? So the Gaon says like this. He says, the reason why a person is willing, he says, you're right. Most people will not say, well, if I have to give up all my money or all my life, I'll give up my money because you know, I'll give up my life. There's no point in that. It's true. But what about, here's where you do have a lot of people. What about if you have to decide, am I willing to give up part of my money for part of my life? Which one would you do? He says, I think there's a lot of people that would be willing to give up part of their life for part of their money. Most people won't be willing to give up all their life for all their money. That's true. But most people will be willing to give up part of their life for part of their money. And I'll bring you the biggest proof. Look around, people willing to work, Yom and Valayla, work themselves crazy, go in to work on Sundays, don't have time with their families. They're driving themselves nuts. Why? To make some money. So they're giving up their life for their money, right? So it's not
or look at the or, the or the virus. Don't work and you'll be fine. People can't do that. You need to go out. They run.
Let's
a little bit exaggerated, but
let's not get into that topic right now. So the Vilna Gaon says, yeah, there are plenty of people willing to give up part of their money for part of their life, right? So therefore, the Pasuk is telling me, don't do that. You have to be willing to give up all your money. You have to be willing to give up your money for a Kadosh Baruch Hu and part of your money also. Okay. So that means that means you have to be willing to give up your money to go do things for Hashem. Does that mean that if a person puts a gun to their head and says, you know, either convert to Christianity or give me your money? No, it's not talking about that. It means you have to be willing to give up some. Okay. So that's almost like living like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's like the level of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Give up your money for Torah? I have to give up everything to live on some carob trees the rest of my life? I don't know if I'm willing to do that. All right? So he says, the first parasha of Kriyat Shema is referring to the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai level. That's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai level. So he says, that's why it's in the Lashon Yachid. That's why the first parasha is for the individual, because most people are not on Rav Shimon Bar Yochai level. So therefore, the yachid for the individual, the ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha. But the second parasha of Shema, that's Lashon Rabbin. That's for communal expectation. That's for the masses. Oh, for the community, for the masses. Then la'ava la'avda b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. You have to be willing to give up your lev and your nefesh, but not your money, because the rabbim are not on the level to give up their money for Hashem. They're only on the level to give up their life for Hashem. They're not on the level to give up their money for Hashem. So they're not going to be willing to give up their money. That's why it doesn't say me'otchem in the second parasha. Because the second parasha is referring to the community. That's why it's Lashon Rabbim. So therefore, the second parasha is referring to the community. That's the Rishmol level. That's the Rishmol people. The Rishmol people, look, it's good. I live a nice life and all that, but I'm not willing to give up my comforts of life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Rabbim, it doesn't say B'chol Me'otchem. This Arab Chaim Lajon learns up that Gemara. Such a beautiful pshat in the Gemara, right? That there's a difference between the Yachid and the Rabbim and the individual and the Tzibur. And if you read carefully the Psukim, you see it in the Psukim itself. Okay, this is basically how Reb Chaim V'Lajner goes through, the Gemara itself. So again, last time we just gave the overview, how he got back to the Kruvim from all this. But I just wanted to focus, because I really skipped over how he learned the Gemara itself. So this is how he learns the Gemara itself. And next time we'll just go back over again how that now plays into the Kruvim. We'll go over more in depth next time also, okay? But this is the introduction over here, the concept. All right? So that's what I was saying, by the way, that the Bir Halacha, the Mishabur, actually brings down this Pshat. That even though most people have to be engaged in Parnasa and most people have to be engaged in this world, but there are individuals that could live like a Shem Vayachai and be uplifted over this world. All right?
Wow. Okay.
Good night. Thank you. Okay. We're recording a Sunday Shir morning.
I'll post it. I'll send it to you. Yeah.
Thanks.
Good night, Aaron. Nice to see you. Okay, good night, everyone.